love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, your humble host, coming to you from my house in the Oakland area, normally from our studios in downtown San Francisco of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, but we've been doing this for about a month, as have a lot of radio and television people. We just saw last night that Saturday Night Live, while it wasn't live, they had a lot of their stuff on Zoom and webcams and other things, but we're trying to get through this together. And listen, this is it's a boom for video games right now, because a lot of people are stuck inside. They have more time on their hands than they normally do. And I'm someone who plays video games all the time, no matter what, but I am playing more than usual. And I would love to hear from you. What are you doing right now? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? You don't need to go to the store. We can download a lot of these games, or they can be delivered to you. Let's talk about what's good and what's not. At the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Sports Byline USA is the network. You can go to sportsbyline.com. Click Listen Live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the address to use to request a cheat code, which I'll do at the end of the show. Also, to win the game, I give away a brand new game at 40 after. We're going to have a call live from Spain. We're going to talk to Bernardo Hernandez. He's with Zeruno Games in Spain. They have a new game that's coming out called Home Gang Memories of the Forgotten. And we'll see. We'll check in on how they're doing in Spain. We know that that country has been through a lot, just as the United States is going through right now. Big shout out to our troops listening on American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force, wherever you're with. Thanks for keeping us safe. You stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, normally Twitch, but we're not in the studio, so no Twitch right now. Also, the Dan Patrick channel on SiriusXM. Great to be on Sirius as well. Not only will I give a game away in about a half hour, we'll have the interview. I'll let you know what's new this week. Yes, there are still release dates and the cheat code at the end of this show. So 1-800-878-PLAY, that is the number to call in. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our 2-minute survey will tell you if you qualify, then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. Thank you so much for tuning in. Video Game Review, I'm doing the show over 15 years now on Sunday night in this slot, 9 to 10 in California, and also it's Monday morning in the Eastern Seaboard. It's just, what is it, about 13 minutes past midnight. So wherever you are, add or subtract time accordingly. It's a good time to get in. Last week, we talked about Passover coming up today. Of course, happy Easter to those who celebrate it, who have a Christian faith. And if you don't celebrate it, hopefully you got some candy out of it. It's kind of like the way, like, I'm not Irish, but I take advantage of St. Patrick's Day, and I'm not Mexican, but I take advantage of Cinco de Mayo. I think that's one of the great things about being American is, like, everybody bring their cool festival, and then we can all glom on it. So I know that candy is not why we have Easter, but anyway, I just want to say happy Easter because, you know, everything we're doing, we're doing on our screens. People are doing, work from home. We've had some campaigns, hashtag play together alone, which I've seen. Also, EA had one just called stay home, play together. I know it's kind of a semantics thing there, but encouraging people to stay at home, social distancing, and all the other new terms that we have going on right now. So Animal Crossing, by the way, having a fishing tournament, and it's near the end of the Bunny Day event, but it's a fishing event happening on top of that for some players. It was only available for 2 days, and it was a schedule shared by Animal Crossing's Twitter account. So I know a lot of people are like, wait, and they missed it. So the Twitter account announced the start of the event yesterday morning. And you're like, oh my gosh, I missed it. I would have loved to have done that. Well, the good news is They're going to keep having us. And they're going to be taking place on the second Saturday of each month. But they say, I got one report that said July, October, and January. And then I got one that said, no, the second Saturday of every month. So to be safe, at least it's July, October, and Saturday, the second Saturday. And then you can go to your fishing tournament. Now, if you fish in Animal Crossing, you know that the timing is sometimes frustratingly hard because you have to throw in your lure. It sits in front of the face. It comes over. The millisecond it pulls it down, you got to pull out. And if it starts to go down, you pull out too quick, or they pull it down for a second and then you pull, it's just not going to work. But these are the things that we're doing. We're all stuck at home. A lot of people are thinking, oh my gosh, I missed it. Well, just know that they're going to have a lot more. There's also, I saw last week, and I can laugh because the guy is rich, but Kendrick Perkins, the NBA vet, was in the news because ESPN reported that he said that his kids ran up $16,000 worth of Fortnite bills on his credit card. Now, this is when you wonder, how does Fortnite make all this money, or any of these free-to-play games? It's for in-app purchases on your phone or in-game purchases, but they're almost all cosmetic. Gone are the days where you pay to win. People don't like those games. People put in a lot of hard graft work and blood, sweat, and tears and time, and then somebody comes in and just pays a lot of money and they're stronger than you. That doesn't work anymore. So what are you going to do? You're going to pimp out certain things. Like for me, I'm playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and Season 3 just began a couple days ago. I think it's every 55 days, and they knock you back to level 55 again. You can get to 155. And you don't have to pay for anything, and there's so many different guns, so many different varieties, so many things that they give you free. But if you want to pay, because you'll earn some Call of Duty coins, 100 here, 100 there. I finally got to 500, and I bought this MG42 that's garbage. I don't even use it just because it was burning a hole in my pocket. But people spend cash. And there's now this – they already had this kind of dorky character. He kind of looked like a kind of a skinny like Russian mob guy, and he wore these kind of really bright sweat jackets. You know who I'm talking about. Yegor. Now you can get him with his shirt off and just the worst tattoos you've ever seen. Like where his nipples are, they made him into eyeballs. And it's scary, and it's supposed to be scary. And he's supposed to be an underworld guy, and he's supposed to be a mercenary, what have you. But all I can think of is somebody's paying money to look like that. And then there are people that pay for these guns that have blue or red tracers, and they're wearing purple outfits and skull masks. That's great if you want to do it. I'm not trying to make fun of you, but they already you paid enough as it was. The last thing I'm going to do is give more money. That's just me. I don't know. I probably spend my things on But getting back to Kendrick Perkins, he said on ESPN, quote, "In my house, it's nothing but Fortnite, NBA 2K. It just drives me crazy. I get my credit card bill back, right? I go to the store. I go to buy something. Credit card declined. I'm like, what? I haven't used this. I just paid it. Come to find out, I got a $16,000 worth of Fortnite bills on my credit card. Ever since then, I was like, you know what? I'm cool on Fortnite. I do not indulge in video games." And he concludes, "They don't even tell me about Fortnite. That's them's and my wife's relationship with that video game. I'm looking at the video game Fortnite like they're tricking you. All of a sudden they're saying, oh, the game is free, but you got to buy skins and do all this other crazy stuff." Well, you don't have to buy the skins. But I think most of us, if we ran up 16 grand on our father's credit card, we would be in a lot of trouble because we are not the kids of professional athletes. I remember when I was away in college and I ran up like a $100 phone bill calling home because I was homesick as a freshman and my dad blew his top. That was $100. I can't even imagine 16 grand for skins in a video game. But, I saw Jack Black admit that he spent He says, I can't even tell you how many thousands of dollars it was in a phone golf game because he wants all the outfits. That's how they get you. They get you hooked. And believe me, like on Call of Duty, it's a lot of cool stuff. It is. There's a lot of cool stuff. But if they gave you nothing, maybe it'd be more enticing. But you already get so much stuff already for the price. I have, you know, 8 different weapons of every class and the varieties. And most of them are tricked out all the way through. But these are the kind of things now that we're doing. We're looking for fishing tournaments. You know, who's to say that you're throwing extra money here or there? I know I've thrown some money at things. I've to get more content from some comedians, Tuesdays of Stories, Mark Norman, Joe List, I joined their Patreon. It's $3 a month. But there's all this content, you know, because of social distancing. We got to take a walk. I'll take an hour-long jog or walk, and I got them in my ear. It kind of helps me get through it. So let me know, and we'll get back to this in a little bit, you know, what you're doing. What are you playing? I'm still looking for a cool RPG, and whether it's an RTS or FPS or an MMORPG, I'm still looking to take a dive into something deeper because Fallout 76 is just – it's not doing it for me right now. And that's why, you know, I need your suggestions. If you want to write the email, rick@sportsbyline.com is one way to get in, and also just the toll-free line, which is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Also, I should note, tell you that Stadia, we were talking about this last week because we're talking about Orcs Must Die 3 with the man behind it. Stadia is has two free months free right now. You sign up, you get 2 free months, but that's only if you live in the United States, the UK, Canada, Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Netherlands, Belgium, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, and Finland. If you're listening in Zimbabwe or in South Korea, not yet. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to Spain, and we're going to talk to Manfred Zerano Games. I'm Rick Tittle, coming back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome Bernardo Hernandez. He is calling live from España. He is from Zeruno Games, and he's talking about the new title, Home Gang, on PC. First of all, before we start, Bernardo, we keep hearing about Spain and the virus. Of course, it's hitting here in America, too, but is there any hopeful signs in Spain? How are you guys doing right now?
Hi, Rick. Thank you very much for asking that, because the situation of the virus is very, very well. It's not so good. You know, here in Spain, we are always outside. We love going outside, being on the bars, on the restaurants, etc. And well, it's quite difficult. But the situation is. It's not good, but we have some hope for to have less COVID cases in a few days. So,
all right, yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed on that. All right, so the game Home Gang, Memories of the Forgotten. Home Gang is a term from Scandinavian areas, which meant a duel in the old days. But the setting of this game, this is a hack and slash game. Very stylized with kind of watercolor art. It's very interesting looking. What was the genesis behind the project? When did this first come into your psyche there?
Yes. So we start the video game and we call it Home Gang because it's a transmedia project. We know the author of a book called David. And David writes a book, and when we read this book, we see, oh, David, this book is like a video game. So we decide to do a Home Gang based on these books with a very experienced team of developers. Having worked before in other companies such as and in other games such as Castlevania, Red Dead Redemption 2, and other games like this one.
Now, you're going to have three different protagonists, and you have Kondar, the barbarian, Tatsu, the ronin, and Valencia, the Amazon woman. Each one has its own, of course, hack-and-slash combo styles. Can you explain the basis of these three characters have?
Yeah, sure. These three characters are very inspired on old-school game like Golden Axe. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
But, and each character has his own characteristic, no? So, specification. Each one can, for example, one of them is more heavy, the other one is more agile, and the other one, Valencia, the Amazonian, is the range, has a bigger range with his weapon. So each character are totally customizable. So you can change the way you are going to do your combos, your attacks, etc. but each character is different. And something very great of this game is that at the start of the game, they have to, you know, to follow the story of each one, and the story at the beginning they don't know anything about them, about the other one, about the other characters. But during the story, they are going to have more relationship between them.
You know, it's interesting too when you think about all the different paths you can take in this game, because it's not linear. There are different selections that you can choose that you go throughout this journey, and it is on land and sea, right? So that's something that you wanted to make sure to give it that replayability factor, huh?
Exactly, yes. We are very focused on the replayability because we want that the player could play his own history. So you can play your game and you can select where do you want and what do you want to do.
What is it? Can you describe, because I've seen the demo, I've seen a lot of the screenshots, the lighting is very nice and all that. What was the impetus to make sure that you could have this on land and sea?
So you mean the environment and the impact? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yes, okay, yeah. Because, the story is based on non-existing, universe. So it's something very large and very, this demo, you can play it on Steam, and this demo, you are going to play in a submerged castle. So you are going to play under the water. It's a castle under the water, and you are going to see fish warriors and something very strange, but that's very cool to play.
You know, a couple more questions for Bernardo Hernandez from Spain here. Zerino Games' new title, Home Gang. The music is very important to you. There's some great orchestral score, and each character sort of has their own theme, don't they?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Each character has his own theme, and we are working with very good compositors because all the music is from our company. And the music we are doing is very orchestral music, very powerful music, because we want to adapt this music to the video game and what we are seeing. So for us, it's something very, very important because it's part of the video game and it's also part of the story.
The puzzles in this game as well, that's another thing, and you can find hidden loot. It's just more things with it. What was it like trying to come up with original puzzles? Because I'm sure that was both challenging and rewarding.
Yes, very challenging puzzle because the game, of course, is a hack and slash, as you have said. But, there is also puzzles because we think that it's very, very important to change the gameplay and to invite the players to do something different and not only pushing the buttons with nonsense. No, so that's why the puzzle is very important. And in this game, there is some environmental puzzles, so you can push blocks. You can also play with the fire, etc., to solve the situation and to have extra stuff or discover new ways or new paths. Because when you play with one of the players, you can play one on one way, on one path, you know. But if you open a new path, you can go to another place and play something different with another character or discover new things.
Tell us how Kickstarter, how you got involved with them and what they're doing for you.
Yes, well, we have started the Kickstarter last week, and now we are starting with that because we want to launch the game very soon. But for that, you know, we need funds, we need a lot of efforts, and we need also to involve the community to make the video game as the community of players ask. Because for us, the players are the most important, and if we can do the video game they are waiting, that's something very important. And that's why Kickstarter is a good tool for us.
What would be... Final question for you, your favorite part of this game? You think about all the areas and all the three characters. What's your favorite part?
My favorite part are the action part, because when you play, you can hack and slash a lot of enemies, okay? But sometimes, and one of my favorite parts are the kind of fatalities we do. Once you finish with some enemies, you can finish them in a special with a special movement, and that's for me one of the more one of the best things. Sorry for my English. Huh?
No, your English is very well. I just want to remind everyone that the plot, Dracorum, was a land of peace and prosperity, but King Haziel's death caused darkness and wickedness all over the kingdom. You guys can go to Steam right now, check out a lot more information, screenshots, video as well, and it is the demo is available to check out. We have been speaking with Bernardo Hernandez from Zeruno Games, yeah, from Spain, and the new game is called Home Gang, Memories of the Forgotten, and this is a PC game, but you do need the controller for all the different hack and slashing going on. Bernardo, very excited
Thank
about
you.
The game, and I know there are, you know, bigger fish to fry, as we know, but try to stay safe in Spain, and hopefully we'll see you all on the other
Thank
side.
Thank you. Yes, stay
all
safe,
right, very
too.
Good.
In the States, and thank you very much, Rick, and thank you soon.
All right, good stuff. When we come back, we have Open Lines with you on Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409.
That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM, Dan Patrick Channel. And I'd be remiss not to mention SB Nation. Yes, that's right. SB Nation, you can listen on their website as well, SBNationLive.com and SportsByline.com, wherever you might happen to be. Listening, it is time to give away a brand new game again. Just call the Progressive Guest Line. Get your quote on progressive.com today. The number is 800-878-PLAY. The game I'm giving out just came out a couple days ago, and it's Final Fantasy VII Remake on the PS4. And if you played this back in the day, to get this on a system like the 4, it's a dream come true if you are a fan of Square Enix. And, of course, they published it because they developed it as well. And you think about all the side quests. It's one of the greatest adventure games ever made as you go back to Midgar. All right. The question is, is this an RPG? Or is this a game about cooking? Just let me know in an email, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And the second correct answer, you will get the game. And if you remember in this game, the city is controlled, Midgar is controlled by Shinra Incorporated. It's this mega conglomerate. The number one Mako reactor got blown up by a rebel group. The rebel group is called Avalanche, you remember? And a secret organization wages a rebellion against Shinra and practices of absorbing all that Mako energy, which is destroying natural resources on the planet. So you are Cloud, former member of Shinra, and now you join forces with Avalanche. Once again, the game I'm giving away, Final Fantasy VII Remake from Square Enix, and for the PS4. All right, send your answers, rick@sportsbyline.com. You might remember it was, 10 years ago, that Origin built the Big O. Yes, not Oscar Robinson or something else. Don't read Cosmo. But the Big O, it was this huge gaming PC, and inside they put an Xbox One and a PS4, or a PS3, I guess it was too, whatever, and a Nintendo. They just all packed it in. Well, I say, oh, that's cool. And then they decided to do it again a couple months ago, except this time it was the Xbox One X, PS4 Pro, Nintendo Switch, and they go, look at that. And someone's like, you should sell that. And so we found out in January, they're like, okay, we will. Now, if you order one, they say you can get it within 2 weeks. And if you think about what you're going to get when you buy something like this, and it is one of the coolest looking things you're ever going to see, the lighting, the liquid cool, you know, the logos, the fans. And they, first they said, well, you can get a PC with a PS4. Or you can get a PC with an Xbox One X. You're not gonna, or an Xbox One, yeah, One X, or a Switch. You can't get all of them. They're saying, no, you can get all of them. And this was a major undertaking for them. And there are individual USB 3.0 ports per console, a single HDMI port to a 4K HDMI switch. And for PC gameplay, you're still going to get the NVIDIA Titan RTX GPU, 144 hertz, the whole deal. And you'd say, now that's pretty cool. How much is that going to cost me? Well, the Big O starts at $2,499. Yeah. So $2,500. And if you think about it, it probably cost you, what, $400 for the PS4 Pro, $400 for the, it's like, well, maybe $300. What you're getting it all in one spot. All in one spot. And a 1 terabyte hard drive, a 6-core Intel i5-9600K processor. You're going to have, by the way, they call the 120 liquid cooling system Frostbite. Frostbite with a Y, because as we know, DICE, Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment in Sweden, they're the ones coming up with that Frostbite engine, the other one. But for PC processing, NVIDIA GTX 1660 GPU, it's a mouthful. It's a beautiful thing to look at, and it's a space saver, even though the thing in and of itself is massive. Who's going to buy this? I don't know, Kendrick Perkins. It's going to have to be professional athletes that buy something like this, because I don't know if the rest of us can afford such a thing. But it's a cool thing. I mean, you say, what if we like got a thing and just put all this in? Yeah, so somebody did it. And so the origin, Big O. You can go online and check it out if you're intrigued. And how can you not be? Another intriguing thing that we got since we last spoke is that we got a look at the PS5 controller. And it's not the DualShock. They're calling it the DualSense. And Forbes, which is a financial institution publication, which also has been getting more and more into sports. Like, they'll tell you how much your team is worth and things. But some people say, oh my gosh, the DualSense morphed into an Xbox controller. I wouldn't say that. It's a little more pointy on the end. It is white, which makes people, or white, you know, shell with black undertones. And some people say, well, you can get it in black too, but kind of makes me think that the basic PS5 is going to look the same. It's going to have that white kind of spacey, plasticky spacesuit type of look. But anyway, Forbes did a poll, and it was simply, they had about 2,000 votes. Do you like the DualSense? Now, it's going to be judged completely on aesthetics. And they got 68% yes, and that would be 32% no. And then he said, what do you think about the name? 51% love it, 10% hate it, 39% don't know yet. So I guess that's true as well. Some people think it looks too much like Eve in Wally, to Miranda from Mass Effect as well. I can only tell you, speaking of visceral, I can only tell you my knee-jerk reaction when I saw it. I thought it was gorgeous. I really did. I thought it looked beautiful. So you can check it out online as well. And one more thing before we get to our new releases, and it's not a big week, but I'll tell you what's new this week in a sec. Atari is turning Pong into a role-playing game, an RPG they're calling Pong Quest. And so 2020, we know, is a weird year so far, to say the least, a little bit weird. But Pong Quest puts the player in the role of the first ever video game hero, and that is the paddle from Pong. We never knew that he was a hero. And I had Pong when it was new.
Oh, damn, how old are you, Rick?
But it's an epic quest through themed worlds based on classic Atari titles. And so you can customize your paddle, take on the main adventure, multiplayer modes, a lot of different game modes. So this is supposed to drop, as the kids would say. We used to say debuted, like, when is your album going to debut? Or we would say, when is your album coming out? Now it's drop. Yo, the new Drake album just dropped. I guess people have butterfingers. But it's going to drop, kids, this spring on the PS4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and Steam. And Atari says this is going to be a hilarious take on the arcade classic, as they call it. Now, if you watch the little trailer, It's just 30 seconds. And it's no frills. I mean, it's when you talk about graphics, but there are hilarious ways you can dress up your paddle in all the different shirts and the way you can make your ball bounce and things. And there's like a centipede mode. There's a mode where it's not just, you know, you're trying to break out. You're not just playing against someone else. And I always think like, you know, when you think about things that get retread, like we get a lot of retreaded movies. No one can write anything new. Let's just do this again. Let's do this movie again and do it three times over. Somebody somewhere in Atari is like, why don't we take Pong and make the paddle a hero? It's like, oh yeah, well, why don't you're fired. Why don't you go home? Like, wait, hold on. Listen to Gary again, the kid in the mailroom. What is it? Yeah, the Pong paddle is a hero. Anyway, check it out. You should see the Pong Quest official trailer. As I said, it's only 30 seconds. And a surprise. And sometimes we need a nice little surprise game. All right, speaking of surprise games, what's new this week, Rick, you ask? Well, here's your answer, kids. And there are two coming out on Tuesday. One is called Industries of Titan. It's a PC sim. We'll get to that more in a second. Another one's called Someday You'll Return. Very intriguing title, and it's written in a cuckoo clock. PS4, Xbox One, PC adventure game. On Thursday, we'll have Billion Road. Once again, Billion Road for PC and Switch. It is a sim, cartoony-looking sim. Also on Thursday, Pixel Cross Adventure, and they spell it P-I-C-Z-L-E, Pixel Cross Adventure, a puzzle game on the Switch and the PC. And then on Friday, A Fold Apart. A Fold Apart is a puzzle game for the Switch and the PC. So only five new games coming out right now. But getting back to Industries of Titan, this is the breakdown from the developer, which is called Brace Yourself Games. And by the way, they published it too. They published Brace Yourself Games. They say Industries of Titan is an industrial city building sim strategy game set on Saturn's moon Titan, creating a sprawling industrial city, design powerful factories, and compete with other great houses. Now, when I look at the screenshots, it actually looks really cool. It has kind of a Blade Runner type of look to the city, and there's lightning bolts coming down. And then sort of like with the map on your phone, you can get a complete top-down look of the grid of the city. You can get kind of a 3D look. And then there's like cars floating around the sky, kind of like a Fifth Element, you know, Bruce Willis movie type of thing as well. So, hey, right now, as I said, we need content, and you can check out Industries of the Titan, which is a PC game. It's coming out on Tuesday. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the cheat code. Send your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll see you in a second.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, wrapping it up in our customary fashion. And what that is you write me an email asking for a secret walkthrough for an older game, and I hook you up. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, if I don't read your question on the show, I definitely write you back. And I usually write you back as well in case you don't hear the show if you are selected. But send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Mr. C. Mr. Cunningham. Mr. C says, Rick, can you get Joe Rogan in the UFC game? You can. He's on his podcast, though. You can get Joe Rogan in UFC 2. What you do at UFC 2, and this is for the Xbox One, when you see the start screen, you go up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, menu, which is start. It's pretty, and if you put it in right, you will hear Joe Rogan shout, Fear Factor! I don't know what he shouts, but I looked it up for you. Once again, at the starting screen of UFC 2 on the Xbox One, up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, menu, and you'll hear Joe Rogan scream. And then you'll be able to play it. So isn't it funny that if you think about it's Easter and we have Easter eggs, and I've had on the show before Warren Robinette, who is the inventor of the very first Easter egg, which was an adventure on the Atari 2600 created by Warren Robinette. And that's because Atari didn't want developers getting credit. Activision said, come on over. We'll make third-party games. Well, revolutionary is everything, and you can say written by me. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Easter if you celebrate it. I'll see you next week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.